Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, a naval officer serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine that has been under attack for quite some time now, to the point that we have 97% or thereabouts of international cargo coming into the United States on foreign flag and leaving the United States, going on foreign flag ships, foreign crew, foreign ownership, foreign construction, foreign laws, rules, and regulations. And if anything happens on board them, like on a cruise ship, well, guess whose laws you're coming under, not ours. Tonight, though, we have on the wife of a Vietnam service member, Gary Harvey. And his wife's Sarah. Sorry, I had total brain. Sarah's going to be on tonight talking and telling us about what's going on with her husband. And it gets into the whole system of these administrative courts where rather than robbing you of your rights, constitutional rights and protections, and doing so by trumping up some kind of violation of law, rule, or regulation, which would be an act of Reyes. Normally in criminal law, they use actus reus and mens rea, and normally actus reus comes first, where you've done something wrong, violation of law, rule, or regulation. And then mens rea is to show that you have a guilty mind, that you intended, it wasn't an accident, and that you had intent and motive, and that there's a legitimate crime. And the two in our system of, you know, you could call it Anglo-Saxon law or Western law, the two go hand in hand. But what they're doing now is they're using mens rea prosecutions, basically just showing a quote-unquote guilty mind to prove and show that people are non compos mentis or incompetent, to where they cannot handle their own affairs. And this is what's going on in my situation, which I've been trying to expose and complain about, but they're using it to steal people's life insurance or death benefits, Social Security. This is part of the whole probate court system, is just one little piece of it. The insurance rackets with Prudential, our own soldiers are being insured and the death benefits are being stolen. Walmart is stealing, insuring its own employees and then collecting the death benefits and putting it in its own pocket rather than going to the family. Here with Sarah Harvey, it's a little bit different. It's the same racket, the same system, and I'll let her go into that. After the break, I want to read a little bit before bringing her on. She sent me an email and a bio, and she's appeared on Marty Oakley's program, and I know Marty and Barbara Peterson, I want to say. It's been a little while since I've talked to those two ladies. They're on Farm Wars and a couple other sites, and they've got their own radio program. And then Herzog, I believe she's appeared on there. But they basically have her husband held captive, almost like if he were Terry Schiavo, and they've claimed him as property. And from what I can tell, they're, you know, basically using him as a test facility to run all sorts of lab tests and more to not only make a bunch of money, but I guess to even use him as a, I hate to say a lab rat, but what is going on is atrocious. And I'll have Sarah on here in a moment and let her get into and tell us about what's going on and just how bad it is and how bad it bodes for the rest of us and our constitutional rights and protections. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Sarah Harvey.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Talk to Sarah Harvey in the break, and let me read a little bit of this, and then I'll bring her on real quick. But Gary Harvey, her husband, Sarah's husband, is a Vietnam-era veteran who served his country and was honorably discharged in the 1970s. January 2006, Gary was involved in a serious accident which left him neurologically and physically incapacitated. And you got to remember, he's married. He has a surviving spouse who is there and can take care of him and make the decisions. I mean, there's a marriage license and or contract there, and or vows. But in April 2006, Gary's wife filed a petition, Sarah, in the Chemung County, New York court seeking legal guardianship of Gary and his property so that she could legally manage the affairs and arrangements to take Gary home to care for and love him as she had vowed on their wedding day. In June of 2006, a couple months later, over Gary's wife's objection, the guardianship court appointed Gary an attorney from the New York Mental Hygiene Legal Services. And this is very much akin to Child Protective Services, but they use what's called Adult Protective Services of the county to run it like a corrupt probate court, where they basically declare you incompetent and steal all your property. And this is widespread. People don't realize it's going on in all of the states throughout the United States, and at a federal level as well, and it involves my own situation. But the New York Mental Hygiene Legal Service, an agency of the New York State Judiciary, Gary Harvey has not enjoyed his liberty or freedom since. In February 2007, Gary's MHLS attorney, on Gary's behalf, openly opposed Gary's wife from being appointed as Gary's guardian. So that you got somebody who doesn't even know Gary opposing his own wife with no justification or cause to oppose her other than his own pecuniary interest, his own self-interest, and those of the lawyers and others who were involved in it, in basically cleaning out the accounts, stealing the property, and then using Gary, and I hate to say it and put it this way, but as a lab rat or a guinea pig for the system and for these, you know, even I explained this to someone earlier, I think it might have been my girlfriend, And their comment was, "Oh my God, the Mangala and the Nazis, the Germans are here, and they didn't stop. You know what they're doing in Germany." Today and for the past 4 years, Gary Harvey has been held prisoner by his own government. Yeah, I mean, this is a veteran. This is a United States military veteran. Gary is a medical hostage. Immediately after securing the guardianship, DSS seized Gary's property. They liquidated it to a master community trust, rendered Gary indigent, and that's an important issue, being indigent and or quote-unquote homeless. And they're using this as like the two women who did this up in L.A., and actually went out and killed two people where they had taken out insurance on them and were trying to seek and collect the death benefits or health insurance, life insurance from these two individuals that they didn't even know. They took under their wing pretending like they were trying to take care of them so that they could benefit from their death. They went out and killed them. I mean, these two women were I talked about them last week, but they were actually prosecuted. Let me go ahead and bring on Sarah. Sarah Harvey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
And I apologize for what our government and the people that are in it, at state and federal level, are doing to you and to your and to Gary and to your family.
What can I say? You know, how can I fight them? How do you fight the government?
City Hall?
Is he home?
No, City Hall. How do you fight City Hall?
Yeah, how do you fight City Hall? I mean, you know, the people who are abusing my husband, they're not going to admit they're abusing him. You know, I don't know where to go. I mean, I've tried all over the place, and the media is the only recourse that I have is to get my story out.
Well, and that's where I'm trying to help with that. And, I mean, it mirrors a lot of what's wrong in society today. Like Dennis Kucinich is trying to advocate for this corporal, or I want to say Lance Corporal Manning, who they have basically detained without charges. He's a U.S. military personnel, and they haven't brought charges. He's the one who was supposedly released the video about the attack helicopters firing on civilians in Iraq. It supposedly hasn't been charged with it, hasn't been found guilty of it. They're stripping him and making him turn to every morning for inspection naked. And he hasn't been found guilty of any crime. But this is the stuff. Dennis Kucinich contacted the Secretary of Defense, and he got the runaround. He's a congressman, and he's getting the runaround about Manning. So I know what you're going through is a nightmare.
Yeah. It's, you know what? They're trying to make me look like I'm unreasonable. You know, that psychiatric crap.
Right.
You know, I mean, I fight for my husband's, the care that he's receiving. You know, I advocate for him. That's all I'm doing is advocating for him. And they think that, you know, I'm...
Well, they won't even let you hold his hand.
No,
right?
they didn't, but I do. You know, I mean, they had it written in one of their documents that I'm not allowed to kiss him or touch him. And this has been going on for 4 years, you know. I'm being guarded.
Was there a reason for that, though?
Pardon me?
Well, did they lay out any kind of justification for that?
Not really. I mean, I've asked. They won't put anything in writing. That's their little trick. They don't put anything in writing. They refuse to. I've asked for their rules. You know, every day I go in the hospital and they've got a new rule. I can't stand in front of my husband's doorway anymore. You know, I have to go down in the waiting room. You know, it's just ridiculous what they're doing. And anyways, I've got supervised visits. I have somebody there supervising my visits, and I only get to see him.
But that's like
hours.
That's like he's in jail.
Yeah, it's worse than jail. I mean, he doesn't even they isolate him. I mean, he's the only person that comes in to see him is me, and he has a few friends on his list, but you know they don't really come down. I mean, his only person is me. You know, I'm his only advocate. I mean, anybody that does want to come down and see him, they turn him away and say they can't visit. I mean, they had a sign on his door for the longest time saying do not enter, and they had a big stop sign there.
Well, you said that they also tried to starve him and dehydrate him and kill him, basically?
Yep. 2 years ago, May of 2009, they had the Catholic hospital that my husband is in, they had an ethics panel committee meeting about my husband.
Well, they blocked you from that meeting, right?
Oh yeah. It was the guardian in the hospital. They decided to end his life by starving and dehydrating him. And they told everybody, my husband's ex-wife at the time of 18 years, they contacted her, had a meeting with her, and told her all about it. But I was the last person to find out.
But I don't know if you've heard in the I don't want to call it the rumor mill or the alternative media, but they've been talking about these death panels, and that's pretty much what that sounds like to me.
Yeah, yeah. And so I went to the media, you know, and it's like, you're not going to do this to my husband. And that's when Bobby Schindler came to me from Terry Schiavo. And, you know, they were helping me through this ordeal because they've gone through this same thing I am, you know, with the with being guarded while they're visiting their loved one. And, you know, just it's, they set you up.
But they, even in Terry Schiavo's case, and it's it, correct, correct me, Bobby Schindler is the husband?
He's the brother.
The brother, okay.
Yeah.
So the Schiavo's the last name of the, her husband as well.
Yeah. Her husband's Michael. He's the one that wanted to pull the tube feeding. And you know, the state of Florida gave him permission to do that. The husband got to do that.
Right. Even though the family wanted to step in and do everything to even take custody of her and help her and support her and do whatever was necessary. It's been a while since I talked about that, but I followed it. People like Tom DeLay and others were going down there and advocating, basically using this woman as a soapbox to stand upon, as if they were somehow advocating for, I don't know. I mean, Tom DeLay, you've seen he's gone away to prison, and then he ends up dancing on the stars or whatever, or dancing with the stars. These people, even like former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, his brother and father stole billions of dollars using Medicare and Medicaid to do it. He was Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
So you've got this incestuous, corrupt system where you've got people on all sides of the aisle working together against people like you and your husband and their rights.
Yeah, and, you know, the government owns my husband is what's so ironic about this. You know, it's not a husband or a wife or a family feuding over this matter. It's me fighting the government. And I just don't know how. You know, I tried to go to the federal level, the VA, to intercede. And, you know, there's a jurisdiction matter. I mean, they keep telling me that
they come up with every excuse in the book.
Yeah, and, you know, come on. It's like when I went to court, I mean, I went to court. I didn't have any representation. My lawyer said, I cannot represent you. I work for the county. You know, his boss is the county attorney. So,
but see, that's what, even in my own situation, I'm not in the Coast Guard. I've got Coast Guard JAG military officers prosecuting me, trying to prove that I'm incompetent, you know, medically, mentally incompetent. And they're not providing me counsel. They've said that this is a military tribunal. They've declared it to be an Article 32. But the problem is we're spending all our tax money. And in the end, it's not the citizens that are being protected. We end up without counsel. And oftentimes without any rights like jury trial and more.
Yep. A lot
of states are actually enacting or have enacted, and there's been rollbacks both back and forth, on the absolute right of a state citizen, and we need this at the federal level, and this is something that hopefully you'll help advocate for along with others, is that it should be mandatory, a jury trial of not a petite jury, six jury members, but 12 jury members, to determine anyone to be medically, mentally incompetent.
Right.
Because otherwise they can do this administratively like they've done to you and your husband and, you know, take him away.
Yeah.
Well, you hear the music. We'll be right back. We're going to break. Let me throw out the call-in number, but I'll let you tell more in this segment and just basically turn it back over to you.
Okay.
800-313-9443. We're talking to Sarah Harvey, whose husband, Gary Harvey, a Vietnam vet, is being held hostage for want of a better, you know,
estrogen
way of saying it.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm speaking with Sarah Harvey. Her husband, Gary Harvey, a Vietnam vet, has been held as a medical hostage, if not a guinea pig of sorts, to not only run up a bunch of lab tests and results, but to charge for them, of course, whether it's Medicaid, state, or federal. It's unbelievable that the state and federal government, the federal government's moving in this direction, and you know, because it's been going on in the states at such a high level for so long, and people are unaware of it, that the federal government wants to get into the whole, you know, sway on it. The corporations have been doing it for a while. It was exposed in Michael Moore's movie, Capitalism, A Love Story, where Walmart was insuring its own employees and then taking the death benefits as the beneficiary of their own employees' death. I mean, that's absolutely insane. This goes to railroad workers, airline workers. This is why they're trying to steal collective bargaining. This is why they're going after grievance and arbitration processes. So basically, not only can you not get into the courts, you can't even get into an administrative process to be able to complain about and have heard in an audio-visually recorded hearing that is a matter of record with a bunch of I's and O's with digital data to where it's inescapable. If any, you know, higher authority looks at it and reviews it and they see, like in my own, they had transcripts. And if you read the transcripts, there's enough there to, you know, scare the bejesus out of you. But if it was recorded in audiovisual format, you would see that the judge was filling the record with facts that didn't exist. He was accusing me of, like, you know, saying, sit down, shut up, Mr. Schein, when I was sitting there and not saying anything. And if it was audiovisually recorded, it would be, you know, abundantly apparent that this guy and not me was insane and that they were trying to play games. But let me throw it back to Sarah and let me let her tell her story a little bit more, and then we'll try to get some calls in here. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. to begin with the what they're trying to do with me is they're trying to program me. You know, they're bullying me around with these ridiculous rules and policies that they have when I go visit my husband. I can't do this. I can't do that.
Sarah, can I ask, have they tried to come after you and have you see a psychiatrist or anything?
They've suggested it, yes, because I'm irrational, you know, because I'm advocating. You know,
right.
What's wrong with advocating for my husband? What's wrong with wanting a second opinion? You know, he's never had a second opinion. And
are you Catholic?
Pardon me?
Are you Catholic?
No.
Well, because that bothers me as well, is I, you know, born and raised Roman Catholic, but you're in a Catholic church,
yes,
and they're bringing in their ethics commission, which is has some Catholic, you know,
yeah,
foundation in it, and then they bar you from it almost because you're not Catholic or whatever other reason. And to me, it's almost like religious discrimination.
Well, you know, he's in a Catholic hospital, and they tried to end his life. You know, they're supposed to preserve it, not end it.
Right. Well, until you really start looking into the Catholic Church and what it's all about, and you know, I'm not shy about my opinions of the Catholic Church as a constitutional monarchy that creates, you know, any and all other constitutional monarchies, and is, you know, has nothing to do with spirituality and more to do about politics and money and wealth.
Right.
But that's just my opinion.
Right. But anyways, you know, I had a meeting with the county attorney not too long ago because he stopped my visitation because I'd been submitting all kinds of motions to the court. You know,
right.
I just finally had enough of their crap, and it's like, I want my husband back. So, you know, I did all of these, and he stopped my visitation. And because of
so they retaliated against you for trying to advocate even harder.
Right, because he says my behavior changed.
See, they're trying to... You got to be very careful. Don't let them set you up on a psych thing. Don't get upset.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because they're...
It doesn't. I mean, I just, like, brush it off, you know. I've got a, like, Elaine Renoir from NASCA. She helps me a lot with this because it's like, you know, I've got to tone it down and not get upset. And,
yeah.
You know, and I don't. You know, I
know it's hard. I know it's hard.
It is difficult, but...
Are you the same age as your husband, if I can ask?
No, I'm not. I'm younger than my husband.
Okay. Because you mentioned that he was, can I say, or?
Yeah, he's 60.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I'm younger.
Right. And I'm not trying to be impolite. I know you're not supposed to ask a woman her age, but I just trying to get a bearing for people to see what's going on and, you know, that anybody can fall prey to this.
Yeah.
And a lot more people are falling prey to it than people imagine.
When I had the meeting with the county attorney when he stopped my visitation, I you know, we were going back and forth with this for like an hour and a half in his office, and I says, what can I do to get my husband back? Well, you know, he wants me to be programmed and do exactly what they want me to do, and it's like, you know, Eric, I don't herd well. I am not.
Yeah. I hear you. Peace.
You know, he wants me to stop going to the media.
But that's the American spirit.
Give me my husband back and I will stop going to the media. You know?
Well, but we founded our country on our right to redress.
Yeah. My husband hasn't had his right since the accident.
But your case is a little bit different than, say, Terry Schiavo's, and although there's similarities.
Yeah.
In Terry Schiavo's case, her husband was accused of and suspected of having something to do with getting her in the position she was in.
Yeah.
In yours, he was in a car accident, or what was
it? No, he fell down our basement steps.
Hold on, we'll be right back. We're going to a break, and we'll get on that when we get right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. We're speaking with Sarah Harvey, whose husband, Gary, a Vietnam vet, is held captive under basically medical custody. She wants her husband.
You're
back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. I want to go, Sarah, let me throw it back to you again real quick, and if you could answer that, because in Terry Schiavo's case, there was questions of her husband's involvement. Were you at home, or how did that all play out about when he fell down the steps? And
yeah, I was home. He was watching TV, and I was in bed. And we have an upstairs and a downstairs, and he had the lights out, and he was coming to bed, and he missed the doorway in the hallway or whatever, and he just fell down the steps is all.
And, but he's 60 years old, so it's not, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens to people, I hate to say it, who are 60 years old.
Well, and, you know, he was 55 at the time, but he had a moon boot on. You know, and it was very awkward for him to walk in that.
But you weren't accused of having anything to do with him going down the stairs, right?
No, no, but not until later on in the family. His ex-wife tried to say that I pushed him down the stairs. And, you know, that was there was no foul play. I mean, they did an investigation, and there wasn't nothing there. I mean, me and my husband have a loving relationship.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, they'll use anything and everything, and that's why.
That's why the county went to the ex-wife, you know, because, you know, there's a reason why they got divorced, and, you know, he fell down her basement steps when he lived with her. So, you know, it's not anything new.
How long have they been divorced, if I can ask?
They've been divorced for 18, 20 years.
Oh, so how long were you married, or have you been married?
Well, it'll be 13 years this year.
Oh, cool. Let me, if I can, if you have something else to say, there's a bunch of callers. One had the question about, is there a legal defense fund? Let me, go ahead and chime in.
I kind of wanted to get into all of the surgeries that he's had.
And who's paying for him? And why is he having
them? I have insurance on him. During this whole ordeal with the two-year time span that he's had like over 50 surgeries in 2 years for his J-tube, his feeding tube. And my husband's not on life support, so, you know, I want to make that clear because a lot of people get confused about that.
Right.
And, you know, and why they tell me he keeps having these surgeries is ridiculous.
You're saying they're having a bunch of unnecessary surgeries that don't seem to be viable.
Right.
And that they're billing somebody for them.
Right. Right. It's either my insurance company or Medicaid, Medicare.
Well, you said to me in our conversation, if I can mention this, about what you had to do with him on your insurance.
Yes.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Well, you had to take him off your insurance policy, right? Because you felt that there was fraud going on.
Yes. There was a lot of reasons I took him off my insurance. For one thing, I did feel that there was fraud going on, and I asked for it in my statement. That's my policy. I pay for it, and they wouldn't allow me to see the records. They wouldn't allow me to see what they're billing my insurance company, because I know for a fact that what they're billing my insurance company, my husband did not receive those services because he was not at the Chemung County Nursing Home. At the time, he was over at the hospital.
So
they refused to give me the documents, and I've been fighting for that for 3 years, and I still didn't get them. I still don't have the right to those the itemized billing that they were billing.
They're using your husband, I hate to say it, but as a slot machine.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I hate to be that, you know, callous, but... And I'm not callous towards you and your plight and your husband's.
No.
But I'm angry at the system and what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm angry too. I don't have nowhere to go. You know, I mean, it's my policy. I pay for it, and I don't have a right to it. Invested in my husband. This is like an investment, and I can't even check on my investment to see what's going on with it. You know, other than that,
the national healthcare thing, though, too, has changed this and made it a level above, to where it's now a federal matter, to where you don't own your own medical records. You can't control. And like, say you get a false diagnosis or you have false billing like this, you can't do anything about it.
That's true. I mean, I wasn't even allowed to know anything about my husband for years. I finally got access to his medical records, and I'm going to start going down and scanning them. But, you know, I want my husband to have a second opinion. I want him to go someplace else, and I want to know truly what went on with my husband and what's going on with him so that I can bring him home and have the right things in place for him. And, you know, the county's giving me a hard time. They don't want to release him from that hospital. Every curve I throw at them, everything that I give them, they throw a curveball at me that, well, we can't do that. We can't do that. I mean,
they make stuff up. They don't even, there's no laws, rules, or regulations. It's like, you know.
Well, the judge made a bench decision that, you know, they were supposed to cooperate with me, but they haven't. You know, I mean, my husband's attorney, who's been silent all these years, I've been to him telling him, you know, look, he's got another surgery. You going to go over there and investigate that, or should I report it?
So I guess the attorneys for your husband are clairvoyant. They read his mind somehow, and they are telling him that he wants a divorce from you and to stay separated from you somehow.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny, but...
No, but you're
that's
right.
That's how absurd it is.
They have divorced me from my husband. The only time I count is when they want money. You know, they call me up and say, did your insurance policy change? Well, can we have the information?
Yeah, this stinks to me.
You know,
to high heaven. I mean,
they refer to me as Ms. Harvey, not Mrs. Harvey. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I say, could you please call me Mrs. Harvey? Because that's who I am. You know, and the attorney down there, Don Thompson, just keeps going on and on, Ms. Harvey, Ms. Harvey, Ms. Harvey. This,
yeah,
you know, just...
Thompson is one of those last names that I have an issue with, and it relates back to like Tommy Thompson from the Department of Health and Human Services, the Thompson machine gun, And, you know, I don't know if it's nature or nurture, you know, genetic or just certain people with this last name seem to gravitate towards corruption for I don't know why. Let me go ahead and bring in a couple people real quick. Larry in Nevada had the question about if you have a legal defense fund. Larry, you there?
Yes, thank you. I was, you know, a lot of times in the legal system when you have a woman who is, you know, 30-some years younger than the husband, and there's a suspicion that basically, you know, and she had made the statement that she invested in him and now she can't cash in, that there's a suspicion that she's basically trying to, basically she married the guy for his money and that's what she's into it for.
Well, I don't think that's what
no,
would you like to comment?
No, they took my investment is the insurance policy on my husband,
right,
the health insurance, not the other
insurance,
stuff.
The health,
I mean,
insurance.
If I wanted to cash in on him, I would have just left him laying down at the bottom of the steps and left him to die.
That or just let the Catholic service, the hospital, do their dirty deeds and
yeah.
walk away, and you know, and that's not what you're doing.
No,
you're advocating for his life.
Right. They took all the money. They took everything. There's nothing there.
But I mean, how many years younger are you than your husband?
Now, come on. I just revealed how old he was.
Yeah, he's in his 60s. And you're in your 30s?
No,
she doesn't want to expose that. It's personal, and I respect that. But Larry, you asked about legal defense fund. That's what you were going to bring up if there was one.
I was wondering, is there a place where we could help out with donations to help this lady with her case, her legal? It sounds like.
Do you have some websites, Sarah? And do
yes,
you also have a legal?
It's www.helpbringgaryhome.com.
Would you accept if I was to send you a check for $5,000? Would you accept that?
Yes, I would.
How about if I sent you a check for $10,000? Would that be okay too?
But why are you asking that, Larry? It sounds like you're trying to, you know, because that money, do you control it, and how is that money spent, Sarah?
That's spent on Gary. That's spent on his legal fees.
Right. And do you have control over that, or is it
no,
the
I
lawyers?
Don't. No, I
trust
don't.
Trust fund, yeah.
No,
so
I don't have.
You know, Larry, if you can do anything for this woman, you know, this is a Vietnam veteran.
I need an attorney. That would be
well, and that's, yeah, trust me, it's a position I'm in as well. And the people that are out there advocating for people who end up on this side of the system, and, you know, because we've lost the presumption of innocence. People, you know, even in Larry's comments, he's saying that whether it's him or others, they look at an individual like this, a man of 60 with a younger woman, if it's a year or 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is, that there's a suspicion that they're a black widower or whatever, and that they're there to benefit off of not the life of their husband and spend their life together, but somehow collect off of the death.
I want my husband home. I want to care for him.
Well, you want him healthy. If there's a way to even get him out of what he's in.
Well,
I mean,
to get a better quality of care, absolutely. I mean, since our government's taken over, his health has went down tremendously. I mean, I know he'll never be the man that I married, and he'll never be the person that I know, but I still love him.
And love, right, yeah.
I still love him, and, you know, I will do anything. I will move mountains for my husband.
Well, Larry, anything else? Because I got a bunch of other callers, and I want to move on. I appreciate the call about, you've got the website. You give that again. Sarah?
Yes, www.helpbringgaryhome.com. I'm a member of National Association to Stop Guardianship Abuse also, so you can look up NASGA. I'm not the only victim out here. I mean, there's thousands of them.
That was one thing I wanted to get into, too, and cover more, and I haven't touched on,
yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably one of the biggest cases they've got because mine is so messy. It's awful. It's just, you know, there's so many issues to cover. It's just too much. I mean, an attorney looks at me and it's like, well, you know, this is going to cost $50,000-$60,000. Right. You know.
Oh, and I wish you'd gotten to us 5 years ago, or you know, whatever. It's like, you know, it's kind of like trying to find an attorney, trying to find the resources, especially when they come in and they strip you of everything like they have.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they took all his property and sold it all off and put it into a trust fund, right?
Well, that's what they pretty much did when they came in and took over. I mean, the county just showed up at my hearing. I didn't invite them, you know, and they didn't petition the court. They just showed up.
They didn't charge you with anything either.
No, they didn't. I don't have any criminal activities, nothing.
Right. But that's the thing, is that you're supposed to be until proven innocent, proven guilty, sorry. You're supposed to be presumed innocent. And they've not brought any charges. They put out, like, rumors and whatever and brought in the ex-wife and played that kind of, you know, card.
Right.
But they're doing it to seize control of and to have a cash cow for the, I don't want to call them probate court or whatever, but for the county. And you're not the only individual that they're doing this to.
No, because that's exactly what the county attorney Brian Maggs did in the courtroom, saying, well, we haven't found the resources yet, but we'll take the appointment once we find them. It's pretty much to sum it up is what he said.
I didn't follow that, the appointment.
The appointment to be guardian of my husband. When they
appointed. All right. They weren't even seeking it or had cause to say that you're an unfit guardian and why you shouldn't, as the wife, be the guardian. They're just basically stepping in and saying, look, we're bigger, we got more guns, and, you know, we want the money.
Yeah. Let's locate the money first, and then if there's money to be had, then we'll accept the appointment.
Does your husband have a life insurance policy, if I can ask?
Yes, he does.
And have they attached that or done anything?
No, I have it on my husband. I don't know what the county has on my husband. They could have a bond on him.
Well, and they can do that. They can actually take out an insurance policy on him, just like what Walmart was doing with their own employees. Let me go to Scott let me go to Tim in Indiana. He called first. I went to Larry because he was going to bring up about legal defense fund. Tim in Indiana.
How you doing, Eric?
How's it going?
First time caller. You're doing a good show here. Should probably tell you up front, I know Sarah and Gary, familiar with their case, but I'm also interested in what's happening in your life with the Merchant Marines trying to declare you to be incompetent.
Well, no, the Coast Guard is, and I'm not in the Coast Guard. I went to Kings Point, which is the United States Merchant Marine Academy, where I come out. It's run by the Navy. I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine. But the Coast Guard is they're like clerks, you know, I hate to call them secretaries, but they're the ones who proctor our engineering and mates tests. That's it. They don't even get a professional engineering or mates license themselves because they're not capable of it. Sorry. I don't have a lot of love for the Coast Guard. But they've been prosecuting me for the last 8 years in a military tribunal as an alleged civilian, doing to me what they're doing to Sarah and her husband. And military personnel, federal officers, federal personnel, state personnel are directed targets for this system of corruption, where they're using competency hearings and even using like a licensing proceeding or administrative proceeding to carry on a competency proceeding, not only to take your license, but in my case, I had sued two shipping companies and the labor union for QTAM or federal contracting violations. And so they're using this to basically have me declared medically, mentally incompetent and, you know, put me in a early grave or a black hole somewhere.
Well, trying to quiet you down.
Right, and the similarities to what's going on in Sarah's case and even to what, and I'm not a Scientologist, I'm not even a big fan of Scientology at all. I'm actually kind of, you know, skeptical about it, very skeptical. You know, I'm skeptical. I was born and raised a Catholic, and I'm skeptical of the Catholic Church and don't believe in it. I believe it's a, you know, it's a charade set up by Constantine in the year 300 to basically turn the Roman senators into, you know, cardinals and popes and generals and governors at the same time. you know, if you learn a little bit about history, you realize how much history is repeating itself, because even these probate, you know, issues where they're stealing people's constitutional, their inalienable rights by saying that they're non-compos mentis, they're doing it. It's widespread.
I understand that. I'm a victim of this myself. It was done to me 24 years ago during a divorce proceeding and a hospital corporate takeover.
You got it. Divorce proceedings, people do it to take their parents' property and put them in a home. You can go on and on, and people don't realize that it's being used by the federal government. It's being used by the military. It's being used
by... Actually, Eric, the American Indians got the same treatment.
Right. Hold on real quick, and we'll be right back, and I want to get Sarah back in on this. We'll be right back with Tim. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. We're speaking with Sarah Harvey about her husband, Gary Harvey. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're back, and we've got very little time, so I want to push this through real quick. Sarah, give your website again real quick so everybody has it, and you want to give out email and or phone number?
Yeah, phone numbers. Okay, my website is www.helpbringgaryhome.com.
Helpbringgaryhome.com.
Yeah. I mean, if you just Google my husband's name, you'll find it.
Right, Gary Harvey.
Yeah, just Google Gary Harvey and you'll find it. Not the designer guy.
Right.
There's two of them out there. Anyways, the phone numbers, if anybody wants to help, is to call this county and tell them to give me back my husband. The first person you'd want to contact is my husband's attorney, Kevin Mosier. His number is 607 9083. And the next guy...
Give that again and give the name again because you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Kevin Mosier is my husband's appointed attorney.
Spell it. Kevin?
Kevin M-O-S-H-I-E-R.
Okay.
His number is 607-271-9083.
Okay, you're really breaking up, and I don't know if it's interference or... go ahead and give me the number again.
607-271-9083.
Now, we're having major interference. Somebody's screwing with our line. Somebody obviously doesn't want you to... I can't even hear your number. I'm only getting bits of it. Hopefully the audience... I don't know if the producer can hear it. Mike, can you hear it?
And
go ahead, give it to me, and let me repeat it, too, see if I can get it out, just in
case.
Okay,
it's 607.
607.
271.
271?
Yep, 9083.
9043?
9083.
9083?
Yeah, 9083.
Okay, yeah, because it's really, seriously, you're breaking up.
Wow.
You weren't doing this before, so let me... And you wanted
Brian,
more information. Go ahead.
All right. And Brian Maggs, it's BryanMaggs. And his phone number is 607-733-4635.
This is really upsetting me because you're really breaking up. And I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the powers that be that
well,
are playing.
You know, this doesn't surprise me because this has happened on Truth Squad. On a radio show that I've been on, they come in and just things start breaking up.
Well, I want to make sure that you get, if you can email me, my email is uploadinthezone@gmail.com. You know it. Listeners can email me as well, upload, UPLOAD, in the zone, INTHEZONE, at gmail.com, and I'll make sure that, you know, you connect. You also wanted to give out, you have the website, you have the phone number. Did you want to give out your own phone number or no?
No, I don't.
Okay, no, that's smart. The, Kevin Mosier is 607-271-9083. And
right.
That's your attorney for your husband.
Right.
And then 607-733-4635?
Yes.
Is what?
Brian Maggs. He's the county attorney. He's the lead counsel.
For the county?
Yeah, for my husband's... He's the lead counsel for anything my husband's involved with. There are... Brian Maggs, Don Thompson, and Anita G... Or Pamela G.
Let me try to get in real quick. Scott in West Virginia, do you have anything real quick? We got like 10 seconds, literally. Scott.
Lot, but I'm going to tell you something real quick. It sounds like a terrible, you need a custody attorney, and I'll tell you what, there's two of them in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wait, yeah, you're going to get cut off here. Please email me at the station or my program and pass that information on. And also, Werner in Canada, if you've got information, and other callers, please get a hold of us because Sarah and her husband really need your help and intervention, and they need it now. Sarah. Last word, real quick.